Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless all of you on this blessed Sunday. This is Brother Nate, another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, I'm grateful to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who's given us the opportunity to share the Word of God again with you. I want to welcome all those you do that's listening here to this broadcast here in the United States. Welcome to another God's Word to Man broadcast. Mexico, welcome. Welcome to you, Canada and Algeria. Welcome, Iraq, to another God's Word to Man broadcast. Philippines, we welcome you also. And to every country that is listening to this broadcast that I have not named, I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any question about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. And those of you that don't like doing it over the air, just contact us at an email address, godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's G-O-D-S-W-R-D, the number 2, M-A-N, @gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we're given to you. Praise be to God. So amen and amen. Glory to the Most High God. Thank God for another blessed day. We're still on the persecution. Amen. Talking to you about the early time persecution, especially those in the early church and early Christians. And we're talking about the latter time. It's going to happen, and it is happening in this time that we're living in now. And as we wait for my brother to come on, wherever you listen to me at, why don't you join in with me in prayer? Let us pray. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, because once again, you have blessed us to assemble together in your word. You have blessed us to come together, Lord God, to know the truth, that the truth may set us free. Father, I pray tonight for every ear, every heart that is tuned into this broadcast, that you would touch them by your spirit. And Lord God, that you would word our mouth for your glory, that we may plant the seed of righteousness, that you may water and bring forth the increase. So therefore, Lord, we give invitation to you and your spirit to be with us right now in Jesus' name. For without it, we can know nothing. So, Lord God, we thank you for another blessed day. We give you glory and honor and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise be to God. Glory to the Most High God. Today we are on the falling away, persecution part 6. And we have been talking to you about one of the things that contribute in the falling away of the church, in the overthrow of the early church also. And that was persecution. Hallelujah. The Christians being persecuted for the faith. And amen. And those who was about to be persecuted, how they had renounced the faith. Amen. And so therefore, as we wait once again for my brother to come on, we're going to go on. Glory to God. And what I want to start with today, as I also have been reporting to you about the 10 great persecution of the Christians in the early times. And I gave you the first three. Now I want to talk to you about the fourth great persecution of the time of the early Christians, to let you know that, hey, the early believers were persecuted. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And I've been reading to you an account of this. I'm going to pass my brother on. God bless you, brother.
God bless you. How are you?
Blessing the Lord. Thank God for another golden opportunity, and for brother you joining us. And once again, thank God for, hallelujah, another chance to once again provide some pain to that devil. So I am very happy. Glory to
Amen.
God. Glory to God. We are on the persecution part 6, and I'm getting ready to start to give this information to the believers. This is the fourth persecution of the Christians, especially of the early times. And people, like I said, we're telling you this and we're letting you know, hey, this thing is serious. It ain't no game. And I want you to be informed and let you know that, hey, when God, when the Lord Jesus Christ told us that we was going to be hated without a cause and persecuted for his name's sake, he really meant that. Now, the fourth persecution, glory to God, the fourth persecution under a ruler named Marcus Aurelius. Now, and I want to read this to you about the Christian that were persecuted under his leadership, okay? All right, it says that Antoninus Pius was succeeded by Marcus Aurelius Antoninus Verus, who, although a good and virtuous ruler, seemed to have been ignorant of or else indifferent to the suffering of the Christians, particularly in Asia and in Gaul. And both of these countries, none of them were martyred in this fourth persecution. Such were the cruelties being practiced that it is said that many of the spectators, these are the people that was looking at the Christians being persecuted, shudder with horror at the sight. Could you imagine what was being done to the Christians if the ones that were looking on started to shudder, you know, with horror at what was done? And get this, and were astonished at the courage of the sufferers. Did you hear that? The spectators were astonished at the Christians that were suffering of their courage. See, this is when you prepare by faith in Christ what happened. It astonished the enemy. Glory to God. Some of the martyrs were obliged to pass with their already wounded feet. Now, guess what they had to pass over? Over thorns, nails, or shark shells. Others were scourged till their sinews and veins lay bare. After suffering the most excruciating tortures, they were finally put to death by fire. Did you hear that? Remember in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 35, I said many was tortured, not accepting deliverance, but looking for a better resurrection? Jesus. Mm. Glory to God.
Amen.
These Christians were scourged.
Yes,
and they wouldn't accept deliverance. Because what? They looked for a better resurrection. The resurrection of the righteous is the better resurrection, people. There's two of them. The resurrection of the righteous and the resurrection of the evil. Okay? Glory to God.
Amen.
Another man named Polycarpus. Now, I want you to hear this too. Polycarpus was a follower and convert of St. John the Evangelist and had served in the ministry of Christ for 60 years. The circumstances which led up to the cruel martyrdom of this aged disciple, then in his 86th year, are thus told by an ancient historian. Now, it says a young Christian man named Germanicus, being sentenced to be torn to pieces by wild beasts on account of his faith, not his color now, not his gender, but of his faith, get this, behaved with such astonishing courage that several of the spectators became converted on the spot to the faith which inspired such fortitude. Did y'all hear that? See, some of y'all, you know, some of you wouldn't think that. You would think that, oh, they seeing them getting persecuted and killed. They're like, not me. I don't want a part of that. But some of the people got converted to the faith.
Yes.
Why? Because they saw his courage in the faith. It said that several of the spectators became converted on the spot to a faith which inspired such fortitude. This enraged others so much that they cried out, death to the Christians. And the disturbance which follows a certain Phrygian named Quintus. Get this, lately arrived from his own country, glory to God, was so much affected by the ravenous howls of the wild beast that he rushed to the judgment seat and denounced the judges. For this, he was at once put to death. Some enemies to the Christians then began suddenly to cry out, destroy all the wicked men. Let Polycarpus be sought for. Now, remember, Polycarpus was the older man that's supposed to have been a disciple under John the Evangelist. But anyhow, they said, let Polycarpus be sought for. And soon a great uproar and tumult began to be raised. Polycarpus, hearing that he was in great danger, escaped, but his hiding place was discovered by a child. From this circumstance, and having dreamed that his bed suddenly became on fire and was consumed in a moment, he concluded that it was God's will that he should suffer martyrdom. Okay? He was, however, at once carried before the proconsul, condemned to be burned alive, and led to the marketplace. Did you hear that? This is just a piece of the story under the fourth persecution of the Christians. Hallelujah. I mean, it's not a game. You know, it's not a game, people. It's real. Hallelujah. And glory to God. And people even got converted. The man, German Nichols, people got converted when they saw his courage. They got converted to the faith. Remember in the book of Acts chapter 16, and I'm throwing some scriptures up here at you. Remember when Paul and Silas, when Paul cast that demon out of that woman that had the spirit of divination, and her bosses got mad and threw him in jail. Well, what happened to them? First, when they got in jail, they beat Paul and them. Then they put him in the stocks in jail. And guess who else was in there with them? Other prisoners. So you notice that they were seeing and hearing this too, okay? But the Bible said that Paul and Silas at midnight prayed the same praises. And notice what the Bible said, and the prisoners heard him. Now, why would the Bible make sure we know that the prisoners heard him? Because the word says faith coming by what? Hearing, and hearing by what? The word of God. They didn't hear no complaining. They didn't hear no, oh, Jesus, you left us. No, they was praying and singing praise to God, and it touched the prisoners. Oh, my God, is we going to hear? Is we going to hear? Hallelujah. You think that only thing going to touch the people is how loud you sing in the choir, huh? Or how high you can jump in the air or roll on the floor. You think that's what's going to draw the people, okay? People are going to be drawn by the courage of faith. Amen. When they can see you going through and still praising God. When they can see you going through and not give in to the enemy, that's what's going to draw some of the people.
Amen. Brother,
I don't think we got it yet. I don't think we got it yet. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't think we got it yet. The fifth persecution, okay? Hallelujah. And the fifth great persecution, and it was under the Roman Empress. I want to read a little bit from this fifth persecution, okay? There was a man named Leonidas. He was the father of a man named Origen, whose story is told further on, was beheaded for being a Christian. And before his execution, the son, in order to encourage his father, wrote to him in these remarkable words. He said, "Do not, dear father, let your care for us change your resolution. Many of Origen's friends likewise suffered martyrdom, among them two brothers named Plutarchus and Serenus. Two others named Heron and Heraclides were beheaded. A woman named Rhaeus had boiling pitch poured upon her head and was then burned alive, as was also Marcella, her mother. Potamia, who was the sister of this woman, Rhaeus, was executed in the same manner as the others. But Basilides, an officer belonging to the army, who had been ordered to attend her execution, did this, became a convert on witnessing her fortitude." Did you hear that? This man in the army, the same army that was that executed this woman, Potamia, he became a convert because of what? Witnessing her fortitude. When he was required to take a certain oath, he refused, saying that he can no longer swear by the Roman idols as he was a Christian. Whoa. The people could not at first get this, believe what they heard. You can imagine they were shocked, okay? But he had no sooner proved that his words were true than he was dragged before the judge, committed to prison, and on the next day beheaded. For the faith,
amen.
People.
Amen.
You said, why you keep reading this, Brother Nate? Because I have to. You got to know this is real. Ain't nothing. Listen.
Glory.
We already preaching that any day now we can be gone. Even if that were to happen, we ain't ready. Okay? And then Jesus tells us about the persecution and things like that, and we still just run around trying to make money, trying to get 4 or 5 cars, trying to get 2 or 3 houses, trying to get a name for ourselves. We doing everything else but preparing.
Amen.
We doing everything else but preparing. And see, we got to fix in our minds that, yo, if persecution come my way, whoop, Jesus is going to snatch it out of the way. I ain't got to face it. Well, guess what? It's going to be some sad reactions coming up soon. Okay? I'm telling you. Hallelujah. I want to read 2 modern-day persecution. Then I'm going to turn it over to the hands of my brother. And I've been reading to you, and it was titled The 11 Places That Persecuted Christians Need Our Prayers. Okay?
Amen.
And this report came out November the 1st, 2019, last year, November. Now, I read to you by 4 other countries. Now, I'm going to read to you by 2 more today. One of them is Iran. Okay? The 800,000 Iranian Christians face intense persecution in a country where converting from Islam is illegal. Did y'all hear that? It's illegal. Okay? Last month, Open Doors reported that 9 Iranian Christians were sentenced to what? 5 years in prison, each for, this is what they charged for, acting against national security. A charge the state often uses to prosecute Christians for their house church activities. I have a service in the house, people. Glory to God. 5 years in prison. Are we woke yet? But anyhow, it goes on to say, according to the report by Middle East Concern, Open Doors, Article 18 in Christian Solidarity Worldwide, 29 Christians were detained in 2018, but many more detentions remain undocumented. Are you surprised? I ain't. The country has also reportedly shut down houses of worship and targeted churches that worship in Persia and could attract Muslim-born Iranians. Do you hear that? Are we woke yet?
Yeah.
I don't think it just glory. Lord have mercy on it. Iraq is the next country. I know some of y'all say, "Uh-oh, yeah, Iraq." Now get this. Despite the political defeat of ISIS in Iraq, Christians still suffer persecution and the lingering effects of their culture and population being systematically destroyed by the Islamic extremists. According to Open Doors, the Syrian Church of the East, the Syrian Orthodox Church, the Syrian Catholic Church, the Chaldean Catholic Church, and the Armenian Orthodox Church remain seriously affected by persecution in Iraq, especially from, get this again, Islamic extremists and government authorities. Like I told you, it's bad when you want to call the police and they the one beating you. But anyhow, in central and southern Iraq, Christians often do not, now hear this closely. I'm going to say it again. In central and southern Iraq, Christians do not publicly display Christian symbols such as a cross, and this can lead to harassment or discrimination. Did y'all hear that? They can't even. Did y'all hear that? Okay.
Yeah.
Now, glory to God. See, we relax over here in America, and so we think no stuff like this is coming over here. It's coming. I'm telling you, while you sleep, they still up there in the Supreme Court trying to figure out what kind of laws they can pass. Guess against who? It ain't against Islam. It ain't against none of these other religions here in America. It's going to be against Christianity. Now, you can turn your head. You can put your finger in your ears. You can talk over me when I say it. You can do all what you want to. But I promise you, it's going to happen.
Amen.
And we're doing everything else but getting ready. Oh, I'm going to get in the word as soon as I get everything situated. Well, do you know what? The devil going to make sure you never get nothing situated. Okay? Man. When he heard you say that, he said, oh. So he depended on getting stuff situated. Well, I'm going to keep the commotion going. And so you'll be saying that continually every day. Oh, I'm going to do it. Oh, I'm going to pray more. I just got to get my business in line. So the devil said, okay. You worry about getting your business in line. You're going to pray more. Well, I'm going to keep the business messed up. See, we got to understand. Jesus told us we're going to be persecuted. And we lay down like, oh, no, Lord, not us. You had to be talking about the people at that time. No. Anybody that called themselves a Christian, okay, glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's been recorded even family folks have turned their own family in that was believers, okay? I told you, you better get ready because old cousin Joe, you were close to. If he don't accept Christ and he against Christ hard and the way this stuff going to happen, old cousin Joe going to be the finger pointing to where you hiding at. Now, y'all can believe me. Y'all cannot believe me. Once again, you can turn your head. You can put your finger in your ears, okay? You can say, man, this man is crazy. I'm going to get off here. You can say all of that if you want to. But my job is to give you the word of God and the truth and let you know persecution is for real. Ain't no game about it. Now, we read about this stuff in the other countries. And know what we said? Oh, those poor people. Oh, Lord, have mercy on them. And we'll pray for them. And guess what? You're supposed to. But you're forgetting one thing. If you're claiming to be a Christian, what do you think persecution is coming to be attracted to? To a Christian. It's coming to hurt a Christian. That's what it's coming to do. That's why Satan is sending it. Oh, I think we sleep. Amen. You got preachers now cussing in the pulpit, and they trying to make it seem like something great. And people out there in the pews going, "Wow, wow!" They just so fascinated, and then they fighting in the church services and all this stuff. We doing all this stuff, okay?
Amen.
And I get ready.
Amen.
These people over there in Iraq can't even put a cross out. Okay.
Amen.
Man, my God. We can wear shirts with cross on it for now. But it's going to change. I'm telling you, you know, Barack told you when you were president, this is no longer a Christian nation. I don't know, did we not wake up or did we think he was lying? Okay. See, now America become an everybody nation. Everybody come in. Hey, if you want to turn a chicken into a dog with witchcraft, hey, we invite you. You got every right. Come on in the house and bring your curses with you. That's how we are. The land of the too free. We done became too free. We accepting anything in here, okay?
Amen.
Now, I'm not a big Donald Trump fan, but I was with him putting a cap on just letting folks just run up in this nation, okay? I'm with him on that. We ain't got no order, okay? How many of y'all going to let just anybody come in your house? You going to let a drug dealer come in? I want to stay with you. Oh, come on in. You can pay for that room right there. He got the money. Well, I tell you what, he going to need all that money to get you and him out of jail, okay? Because don't think that the cops ain't watching him in your house too.
Amen.
And while you saying, I ain't got nothing to do with it, that was him. They go, you going to be saying that the whole time while they slapping them cuffs on you and putting you in the car. And if you're a pastor, everybody that wouldn't speak to you is going to notice that, how, hey, ain't that, who is that? Ain't that Pastor Floyd? He on TV? Yeah, you're going to be on TV. Amen. Persecution is real, people. I told you. When we got on this part, the Spirit of God started dealing with me about that. I said, oh, Lord. God said, you know, he just, you know, he had been opening my eyes some more. Okay, let me know two things, how serious this thing is, and two, how close it is, okay? So all y'all that want to, hey, let's just run on the beach and have fun. Okay, you go ahead. Because you're spending more time having fun than you are getting prepared. And see, you think that God is going to be underdog, swoop in and save the day whenever the persecution come your way. But guess what? It didn't happen to the people in the early church. They had to declare their faith and stand on their faith. You know
Amen.
What, brother? People got an in-house faith. Some people got an in-house faith. Inside the church building wall, they believe in God. Oh, he's the best. He's the great. He's number one. But outside the walls, different story, buddy. Different story. Not the same one.
Amen.
And you know the sinner's going to remind you. Didn't you say that Jesus would help you? Well, Jesus who? We get amnesia out there. Outside the building wall, and we churchy on the inside. And the sinner see it. Oh, man, they just praising God all day. So the sinner say, okay, I'm going to wait till they get out of service. I'm going to see how they act then. And some of us are smoking blunts with them and everything. Okay? Hallelujah. We're getting out of, as soon as we get off the church ground, we're going on the dance floor. We talking about what we're going to do. Listen, this religious spirit, if you want a religious spirit, you go right ahead. But when the persecution comes, watch what that religious spirit going to do. Run. I'm telling you, people, it's for real. When Hebrews 11 chapter tell you they were sawn asunder, they were tempted, they walk around in goat skin, and they were destituted, it meant what it said, okay?
Amen.
It meant that. Wasn't no misprint up in the Bible. That was for real. And I'm just looking at it, and for the past year or two, God has had my heart towards his people in the other countries who've been getting, guess what they're facing? I call it high-level persecution. You know what we're facing over here? Low-level. Yeah, you get a few people mocking, making fun of you here and there and here, but guess what? You still can go out in the street with your cross shirt on, or you can go out in the street and say, hey, I love Jesus. They might look at you and think you're crazy, but that's it. You ain't got to worry about no government official or no police slamming on the brakes, jumping out the car, knocking you side of the head, and throwing you in there, and you waking up in jail and sentenced to 5 years. You ain't got to worry about that right now, okay? I said right now. But we're shaping up to it. Because like I said, now that you're saying homosexuality is an abomination, you know what the people are saying now? Y'all hate us. Why do you hate us? Ain't nobody said nothing about no hate. But see, they see it as hate. You understand what I'm saying? People, I hope you see the bigger picture and look bigger than them just not liking you speaking against homosexuality. This picture is bigger, okay? They're saying that you hate them, okay? Just like that woman over there in the other country that I did the broadcast on earlier this year, she been charged with a hate crime. And the only thing she did was show Romans chapter 1 when they were having that, celebrating that gay pride over there, okay? She just texted them and showed Romans chapter 1. Now she being filed with a hate crime against her.
Amen.
A hate crime, people.
Amen.
Good Lord. She didn't take no gasoline and burn no building down. She just showed Romans 1. You got it, people. I pray to God show you the bigger picture. You got to see the bigger picture. It's more than them not just liking you saying homosexuality is wrong. Remember, hear their words. Their words, they're saying, why do you hate us? Okay? Why do you hate us? Now, see, this thing is going to, they were just mad at you when you said it's abomination. Now they're claiming that is hate. Okay?
That's right.
So this thing, it's been escalated, people. Okay?
Yeah.
Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
They're going to want to start checking your sermons out like that mayor did in Houston, that woman did. Man, they couldn't even preach funerals and stuff. The army chaplains, before they could preach a funeral, they had to check. They was in the army. They were checking to see what their sermon, make sure their sermon didn't have Jesus' name in. Okay? See, we talk about that past time. Like, okay, that was just a little bump in the road. Okay, a little bump in the road. They finna work off these bump in the roads. Okay? So don't be shocked. You looking on TV and they passing a law that anyone who preaches against blank, blank, and blank, and you go, wait a minute, God said they were sinning, and they tell you you're going to be prosecuted. Don't have your mouth fly open. Just take your hand and close your mouth because you're getting the word right here. You're getting the warning, okay? So I thank God for the message. And now I'm going to turn it over to the hands of my brother. Take it away, brother.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to the Lamb of God. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we acknowledge you, Lord God, as Lord, God, Savior, Lord Jesus, as the one who leads, God, directs, Lord God, bless and sanctify your name. We bless and sanctify your name, and we give you honor, praise, and glory, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, that your word goes straight to their hearts, minds, souls, and spirits. In Jesus Christ's holy, righteous name we pray. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I like to, John 14 and 6 says, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Now, I'm going to tell you something. This is one of the most hated scriptures in the Bible, okay?
Yes, Lord.
You know why it's one of the most hated scriptures in the Bible? By sinners, okay? And by people that intend on doing evil. You know why it's so hated? Because it says that Jesus Christ is the only way, that Jesus Christ is the only truth, and that Jesus Christ is the only life. Okay?
Amen.
And there's no other way. Now you know what the world is doing. The world is trying to fix a way for themselves. Okay? That's why all these religions are getting together, because they don't want the gospel anymore. They don't want the gospel of Christ anymore. They want to create their own God. They want to create their own Savior. Thank you, Jesus. And this is
Amen.
One of the most hated scriptures in the Bible. When people say, and this is one of the most hated scriptures of gays, okay, lesbians, okay, homosexuals, sodomites, okay, whatever they call themselves. It's the most hated scripture, okay, of abortionists, okay, of witches, of Islam, okay. All these people hate the word of God. They hate this when Jesus Christ says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Because you know what Jesus Christ is saying when he say that? He's saying that there's no other way for you to be saved unless you come to me.
Amen.
And so they're trying to fix a way so they can say, hey, listen here, there's many roads, okay? Now, all these false religions are saying there's many roads, okay, that lead to God, and Jesus Christ ain't the only one. That's what Oprah Winfrey used to say. She was on TV.
Amen.
Jesus ain't the only way. Jesus ain't the only way. That's what you say, okay?
Yeah.
Now, people are trying to actually, this interfaith movement I've been telling you about, okay? This interfaith movement, okay? And this thing that the interfaith movement comes out of the Catholic Church, okay? Thank you, Jesus. So they trying to gather all the people under their wings that they can, all the religions, all the people under their wings. They trying to gather all churches under their wings. And people are saying, oh, can't we all just get along? Why don't we stop fighting? Hallelujah. And they're saying, why can't we just have peace one with another, okay? And why can't we just accept one another's one another's religions, okay? Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
And they trying to say, hey, well, we're not accepting one another's religion. We just kind of compromising a little bit there, okay? And we're not looking at our religion as being the only religion. But I mean, then what assumption are you going under then? If you say that your religion that you believe in or your God that you believe in is not God, why are you doing it? Why are you believing in God? If God is not your, if you don't believe that thing that you believe in is the true faith, why are you going? Why are you doing it? That makes no kind of sense, right? So how are you going to get together? You have to get That's the only one way you could get together. That's under a lie, okay? That's under a deception, okay? That's only one way you can get together. You have to lie to yourself and say, okay, I'm gonna blind myself and say that, hey, that Judaism is the same as Islam. Islam is the same thing as Hinduism. Hinduism is the same thing as Buddhism, okay? And Catholicism is the same thing as Protestantism, okay? And you're gonna have to do that, okay? How you gonna get rid of the scripture? What does the scripture say? Scripture says, "I am the way, the truth, and the light."
Amen.
Now, if you confess Christian, how you gonna make that work? How are you gonna make that work? Can't make it work. You can say anything you want to say, but you can't make it work. To what my brother was saying a little while ago, okay, about this persecution coming. This persecution is already here, brothers and sisters. You just don't know it because it ain't reached you yet, okay? But it's already here in America. Don't you know that they things to churches now? They burning churches and stuff. They're being attacked now. Thank you, Jesus, for their stand, okay? And you have, they're so full of hatred, okay? And animosity against the Christians, it's just like the same kind of thing, okay? You know, it's a prejudice, okay? You remember back in the years, okay, when the Jim Crow years, okay, when black men were in semi-slavery here in the United States of America, okay? It was a time, okay, when these churches and all these people loved to go see a good hanging, okay? When they loved to go see a good lynching, okay? And they would go, these people would come, they would wait till after church, okay, they had a good religious service, okay, and then they said, "Now we're going to go see these Negroes get hanged," okay?
Yeah.
Now that don't sound right, people, okay, but this is the kind of spirit that you have, okay, and I'm not talking no more on just on one side of these, of these political parties, okay, the Democrats and the Republicans, okay, but it's on both sides of those parties, okay, that spirit of hate is so strong now that they're ready to tear each other apart. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
They're so full of hate, okay, this is what you're seeing, okay, and so people are being, brothers could be out there preaching on the street, okay, and people have been tossing stuff on them, beating them up, okay, or harassing them, okay, and you can't even go out there and gospel now without putting yourself in danger, okay, in some kind of danger, okay. Well, this is what's happening now. Thank you, Jesus. It was this woman, this representative, okay, named Cynthia Johnson, and you might have seen this on YouTube, okay. And she was telling, and she sent out her little warning, okay, her little message. She says, "To all you Trumpers, be careful. Step lightly. We're not playing with you. We ain't going for no more of the shenanigans." That's what she said. And she said, and then she sent a message to a certain people that she knows, and she told them to make them pay. What you think she's talking about? What you think she's talking about? This was a little black woman. I'm saying this, okay? I'm telling you, if you think you ain't in danger, brothers and sisters, you in trouble. I mean, and you are not gonna be raptured out, okay? You can forget it. It ain't going on. There ain't gonna be no rapture. You going through this thing, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You're going through this persecution. Thank you, Father. Now, that doesn't sound nice, of course, and a lot of people don't want to hear that, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. But that's what Jesus said. Jesus said you're going to go through these persecutions, okay? Now, in Matthew 10 chapter 16 to 23rd verse, I'd like you to get that if you could. Matthew 10 chapter 16.
Matthew chapter 10,
mm-hmm.
16 to verse 23, right?
Yeah.
Okay, we are in Matthew chapter 10, starting at verse 16, and we're going to verse 23. And the word of God says, "Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. But beware of men, for they will deliver you up to the councils, and they will scourge you in their synagogue. And ye shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them and the Gentiles. But when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what ye shall speak, for it shall be given you in the same hour what ye shall speak. For it is not ye that speak, but the Spirit of your Father which speaketh in you. And the brother shall deliver up the brother to death, and the father the child, and the children shall rise up against their parents and cause them to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But he that endureth to the end shall be saved. But when they persecute you in this city, flee ye into another. For verily I say unto you, ye shall not have gone through the cities of Israel till the Son of Man be come."
Okay. Now, this is Jesus Christ talking to his disciples, okay? And this is some of the signs before Jesus Christ come, okay? Persecution. This persecution here, okay? Hallelujah. You could also go to the 24th chapter of Matthew, okay? And it tell you some more about that, okay? About us being persecuted, okay? But a lot of people don't take these scriptures, okay, to mind. They don't take them that they are going to actually happen, okay? They think that Jesus Christ is just speaking metaphorically, okay? Jesus ain't speaking metaphorically. He ain't saying metaphorically you're going to be persecuted. How you going to be metaphorically persecuted? Tell me how.
Amen.
Ain't no way you could be metaphorically persecuted, okay? Persecution is a real thing, okay? Thank you,
amen.
Jesus. Jesus Christ says these are going to happen to you, okay? He says, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves, okay? What does wolves do to sheep? Tell me, what does wolves do to sheep? They eat them up. And they chew them up and spit them out, okay? That's what they do, okay? And it ain't funny, but this is what actually happens, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Now let's go to this other scripture, 32, that same 10th chapter, 32 to 38.
Matthew chapter 10, verse 32 to verse 38. And the word of God said, "Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father, which is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father, which is in heaven. Think not that I am come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's foe shall be they of his own household. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he that taketh not his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me."
Okay. Now, did you notice that Jesus said in the 35th verse, "For I am come to set a man at variance against his father and his daughter, and against her mother, and the daughter against her in-law, okay? The daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, okay? Why is Jesus Christ doing this? Why is he setting people one against another? Is he doing it because Jesus like confusion? Is he doing that because he like that? Why does he want to set people at variance one against another? The father against the daughter and her mother, and the daughter-in-law against the mother-in-law. Why does Jesus do that? Is he doing that on purpose for jolly's sake? Huh? No, he isn't. He's doing that because that's what the word does. The word separates people, okay? The word of God separates people. Thank you, Jesus. That scripture that I read to you in John 14 and 6, hallelujah, that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life, those scriptures separate people. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
They divide people. And then back in that 21st verse that you read, you know, in that same 10th chapter, and the brother shall deliver up the brother to death, and the father the child, and the children shall rise up against their parents and cause them to be put to death. That's what you see in these days. That's what you're seeing.
Amen.
Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, I can't get no clearer than that. Thank you, Jesus. But we're walking around here thinking, hey, we're gonna be taken out of the earth. Jesus is gonna take us out of the earth, and we're not even worthy of Jesus Christ to take us out of the earth. Why should he take us out of the earth? Thank you, Jesus. What has
Amen.
He done for Jesus Christ to take you out of the earth? Thank you, Jesus. What have you done to change things, to try to change things, to make Jesus take you out of the earth, to find you worthy?
Amen.
The apostles wasn't taken out of the earth. Was the apostles taken out of the earth? Was the bishops taken out of the earth? Was the elders taken out of the earth? Was the women of God taken out of the earth, that they had their little children? Were they taken out of the earth? Now, you just heard my brother read to you those things that happened, okay? Okay, by these families, they'll take a whole family and kill the whole family. They don't care. And they'll make each of one of them watch the first and next one get killed, okay?
Amen.
Trying to make that child turn against Christ, okay? And deny Christ. That's what they're trying to do, okay? And this persecution, when it comes, is going to come to try you. Thank you, Jesus. To make you deny Christ. But if you don't
Amen.
Hold fast faith, you will not be there. You will not be with Christ, okay? Because if you don't hold out, if you don't hold on to your faith in Christ Jesus, hallelujah, and you deny him before men, he will deny you, okay? Before the Father, okay? You're going to be denied. Christ going to deny you. Thank you, Jesus. It don't matter how what you call. Oh, that's too scary. That's too horrible for me to go through. That because I'm telling you, nobody wants to be persecuted. Nobody
Amen.
Wants to be killed. Nobody wants to be beaten. Nobody wants to be scourged. Nobody wants to be to be put into a hot boiling whatever, you know. Nobody wants to be burned up. Nobody wants to receive it. Nobody wants their head to get cut off. You want your head to be cut off? Come on now. Be serious. Don't nobody want their head
Amen.
Cut off. Ain't nobody stands up and say, hey, please cut my head off so I can be a martyr. I ain't doing
Amen.
That. I ain't saying that. But I'm saying if it comes, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Thank
yes,
you, Jesus.
Lord.
Hallelujah. And then this thing is coming. This thing is already upon us. And we have opened the doors to these things, okay? Three different things, like I told you, is coming through Roman Catholicism. It's coming through Islam, okay? And it's coming through communism, okay? Those three things is coming through. All right?
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. And all the other religions that go along with them, okay? All the other major religions, okay, like Hinduism, okay, Buddhism, okay, all those religions. Thank you, Jesus. Do you know now in China, China got so many cameras in it, and it got so all their cameras is face recognition cameras, okay? And everywhere
Amen.
You go, they want you, okay? And anything you do that looks any out of the way, they're going to call you in. Okay? The communist is ruling China, okay? The communist is, is ruling Cuba, okay? The communist is ruling Russia, okay? And the communist is ruling, what's this other one? Korea? Hallelujah. Is that North Korea or South Korea? I think it's North Korea.
North Korea, yeah.
Yeah, it's ruling there, okay? Yeah. And it's ruling in other places, okay? These big, I mean, brothers and sisters, I'm trying to tell you something, okay? It's taking over Europe. Communism is mostly taking over Europe. It's mostly communism there in Europe now. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. And if you think they ain't getting ready, they ain't preparing a place, a way to kill all Christians, okay, to shut up Christians, okay, to put them in prisons and things like that. Don't you know people? It's people now that have been in prison for years and years, for 40 years and 50 years in China, for their faith. Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus. In Africa, they killing people like crazy over there, okay? And we acting in India, okay? All these places, they killing people, okay? And we acting like, hey, ain't nothing going to happen to it because all these things are happening in the world. It don't make no difference to us. Brothers and sisters, if you ain't praying for these people, if you don't care about these people, hallelujah, that they dying, that they being martyrs, okay? Glory to the Lamb. It's coming to you, brothers and sisters. Thank you, Jesus. You better be praying for these people. You better be interceding for these people. You better be standing the gap for these people, okay? Hallelujah. You better remember the brethren that's standing up there in Arabia, okay? All those brothers and sisters in Arabia. Hallelujah. And the different in Iran, Iraq, you got people there that's Christians. Born to go and get Christian and willing to lay down their life for Christ. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now I'm going to give it back over to the hands of my brother in Jesus Christ's holy, righteous name. Take it away, brother.
Amen. You know, some of you will listen and say, why are y'all telling us all of this? Y'all trying to scare us. No, we're not trying to scare you. But we're making you aware that it's for real.
Yes, it is.
And you know what? Maybe some of y'all won't understand why we'll make this statement, but some of us, we need to hear what's happening even in the other countries. We need to hear, because you know, you can't look for it on the news because the news ain't going to report it, people.
Amen.
They're not gonna tell you about Christians, how they're getting done over there. You know why? Because some of y'all might start writing Congress and say, hey, ain't y'all going to do something about it? And they say, hey, let's avoid all that. Avoid all these letters coming. Okay?
Amen.
You know, we ran over there to Iraq and say, hey, we didn't like the way Saddam was doing the people. Well, I'm going to tell you, it wasn't all about the way Saddam was doing the people. We got to be real about that. But see, that's what we were saying, too. And then besides saying they had weapons of mass destruction, okay? But to hear Christians being done like they're done, okay? And if it were reported here on the news, like I said, the government know that there will be people here writing, hey, ain't you going to do something about that, blah, blah, blah. And so they say, hey, let's avoid all that.
Amen.
No, they're not going to report all of that.
Amen.
Amen. See, some of y'all are you look at the Christian who who are seriously trying to give you the word of God, and you look at them as saying, ah, he's too serious. I like Joe Christian over there. He's funny. He's a comedian. I like him. He jumps up and down, do flips. I like him. Yeah, I come to visit his church. See, some of y'all like that. And you look away from the Christian that really, you know, the one that's telling you about repentance, you don't want to hear him. Okay? You don't want to hear him. You don't want to invite him to your services. Much less, Pastor, please don't invite him to speak. You don't want none of that. Okay?
Amen.
But Joe Christian over there who like doing acrobatic stuff and all kind of stuff that make you laugh, he said, Pastor, invite him. No, Joe Christian, no, not to get too serious because he wants to keep the crowd.
Amen.
You know, as my brother read to you from the 10th chapter of Matthew, notice one thing that Jesus said in that 10th chapter. He said a couple of words in there. He said, and ye shall be brought. He didn't say ye might be brought. He said, ye shall.
Amen.
Okay. So Jesus said, okay, this is going to happen. And then in verse 19, he said, but when they deliver you up. He just said, if they deliver you. He said, but when.
Amen.
Oh, my God. Did we catch it? Did we catch it? He just said, if they. He said, but when they do it. Now, ain't no need of you asking Jesus. Jesus, are you sure? I think the words right there he said is, you're pretty much sure. Okay.
Amen.
I don't think he's confused or wondering did he make a mistake when he said something about persecution. I think he knows. So he can use words like, ye shall be brought, and when they deliver you. Okay.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
That by the positive you can get people. And as my brother told you, as you read from the word, it's going to be family folks against each other. And they're going to be family folks turning on one another.
Amen.
Selling out one another to the enemy. Look at Judas coming to greet Christ with a kiss, making that the sign and let the people, hey, this is the one, y'all. Y'all grab him, you know. Using what's supposed to have been a good greeting as a sign for the enemy to come and get him.
Yes.
My Lord. I mean, I don't know. But see, we're doing today, people, what we've been commissioned by Jesus to do is to give you this word of truth and to let you know it's real.
Amen.
And like I said, I can sense it in my spirit. And my personal prayer for myself is the Lord help me to be ready.
Yes. Yes, Jesus.
Because you're not going to get no comfort in denying Christ.
Yes.
If you say, hey, woo, I dodged a bullet, you know, I had to deny him, Lord, forgive me. No, that ain't working out too well, people.
Amen.
Because remember, you have to stand on what you believe. You have to be proven. Okay? You don't want people to just say, I love you. You want to what? Prove it.
Amen.
Okay?
Amen.
You don't want the car dealer tell you, say, hey, that's a great car. You want it to be proven.
Amen.
Now, if you're going to get that car brand new and you say, hey, can I drive it? And he tell you, no, you can't drive, but it's a good car. I would leave the parking lot. It's time to go.
Amen.
That's why you get in it. New car or not, when you're on that car lot, you get in that car and the dealer is with you to what? To let you drive it. What are you doing? You proving it.
Amen.
And if an interstate by, you're going to say, hey, let's go down the interstate because I got to see if this thing can do 70 or 75 without a problem. Now, you going down there and by hit 55 and the car is shaking, we all know what you're supposed to do now, okay?
Amen.
And that dealer is going to be over there sitting embarrassed because he's not expecting. So what I'm saying is what we say in connection with God has to be proven. Amen. It got to be proven.
Amen.
And what's the best place to prove it? Under pressure.
That's right.
Okay. I don't think we got that, brother. I don't think we got that. I don't think we got that. That's under pressure. How are you going to prove a car if you're only driving 5 miles per hour? Now, don't y'all go get no hit when you get a new car and drive 100. I didn't say drive 100. I said, how can you prove it? If you get in a car and let it roll and say, oh, that's good enough for me, I think it's good, what are you proving it at?
Amen.
You haven't proven. You haven't proven. And that's it has to be, we have to be proven. Glory. Lord God, help us open our eyes, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. My brother told you, don't nobody like getting cut on and beat and slap and mock. We don't like that, but guess what? We have to be proven.
Amen.
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 You know why the sinner man watches you? He watches you to see, are you really living or going to live or going to be proven on what you say?
Amen.
You say you're a Christian, he looks to see if you're going to live like one. But if you're cussing as hard as he is and even greater, well, we know what's going to come from his mouth because once your name come up to him, the Christian, that he'll like, yeah, right. That's going to be the attitude.
Amen.
And trust me, he's not going to be hesitant to tell a lot of stories on you, what you've been doing, okay? He ain't going to hesitate. He said, what kind of Christian? What Christian you talking about? Man, ain't no Christian.
Amen.
It got to be proven, people. We, Lord God, got to be proven. We done had so many church services and ceremonies and stuff, and we done got so caught up in it because we all about having a, quote, good time. Oh, I just go to church to have a good time. And really, people mean that. They just go to have a good time, not so much as just worshiping Christ and receiving him. They go to have a good time. So what that means is that you better make sure you entertain them, because if they ain't entertained, I'm bored. I think I'm going to go to the church down the street, you know. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
We're battling one another. Churches battling one another. Choirs battling one another. Amen. And like my brother said, we're talking about, okay, any day we can be gone. Well, we ain't going nowhere. Got to be proven.
That's right.
Not going to be snatched up.
Amen.
And the thing about it, we don't get to tell Jesus, okay, now, Jesus, that's enough now. That's enough now. I ain't getting proven no more, you know. I held my peace when they stole my $50, but I ain't going through that no more. I ain't going to be held. I'm ready to go.
Amen.
Well, we can't tell him that. I'm sorry. He has to be proven and under the glory. But see, people, you know the beautiful thing about it? We got Jesus. Jesus will help you get prepared. Listen, he just ain't telling us about the persecution and not helping you get ready. He's got open arms willing to help us get prepared, but you got a free will. And if you choose to spend your day busy all the time, You know, Jesus ain't going to make you spend time with him. He's not going to make you get in the word with him. He's not going to make you pray. He's not going to do that. Now, his love would reach out to you and say, look, my child, you need to spend time with me. But one thing about it, you don't want him to get to a point where he stopped. Because if he stopped asking you, oh, boy, is what I say. We're busy.
Amen.
Busy,
yes.
busy people. Amen. Busy. Very busy.
Amen.
And we go and do our own thing. We say, come on, Lord. So we expect him to follow us, not us follow him. Come on, Lord. Gotta go down to the donut shop. Okay.
The donut shop.
Follow us down there, Lord. Gotta get a little hyper. What we get hyper for? So we can do other stuff besides get together with him.
Amen.
Well, the donut shop is not going to be able to save.
No, it's not.
It's not going to be able to do it. You know, we have brothers and sisters in Christ who have had guns pointed in their face because of their faith.
Yes.
I've read to you some of the stuff that had happened to our brothers and sisters in Christ. You remember, brother, I think there was Sister Rebecca Brown. Wasn't that her husband where they poured all those poisonous spiders on him?
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Yeah, they tortured him. They tortured him. They tortured him for a while, for days. Think how many days was he in jail? 80 days, something like that.
Wow. Wow, people. I mean, now y'all hear this, hear us tell these things, and y'all go, how can anybody hold off of that? Well, remember, faith is real. See, that takes you right back to faith being what it is. It's real. It's not faith. It's not something you just talk about.
Yes.
But when you are really in the faith, Satan has no power over you. This is why he hates when we get in faith with Christ. He hates that.
That's right.
That's why he's throwing everything in your way to keep you in the realm of doubt. Because once you really consistently, not every now and then, but consistently walk in faith, he has no power over you.
Amen. Amen.
The faith of God will have you standing, and it will, the faith of God have you facing danger and say, you know what? You don't scare me.
Amen. Yes.
And
yes,
see, the world, the world can't comprehend that. So they label you crazy. Amen. You can,
amen.
Listen, when faith have you standing in adversity and against threats and telling the enemy that you don't scare me, the world said he needs to be locked up because you're going to be labeled crazy. People,
amen.
Faith works.
Yes, it does.
And I admit, I'm one of those at times be mumbling, grumbling, complaining, but when it come down to it, faith works.
Amen.
And whether y'all believe it or not, if you stay walking in the faith, you're going to see some people come to Jesus based on them seeing how you handle the circumstances you in.
Yes.
Because some of these people, you are not going to have to say a word to them. They're just going to watch you. And they're going to say, they say, I know he should have been to pull his hair out. I know he should have blew his brains out. I know he should have turned. But this man sits here and he takes it and still talking highly about Jesus. It got to be something to this faith that this man talking about. See, that's one of the things going to draw. See, we don't know all the ways per se we're going to draw folks to Christ, but we know our faith is going to be involved. Okay. Some of those people in the early church, Think about it, people. I read about it, well, a couple of them to you tonight. They looking at the Christian being burnt, being tortured, and they got astonished because of their courage. To a point, they got converted.
Amen.
See, in a carnal mind, you can't compute that with a carnal mind. Because the carnal mind said, man, ain't nobody going to get converted when they see you getting beat up and jumped on and burnt. If anything, they're going to say, shoo, how you getting up in that, you know? So if you tell them, say, hey, these people going to get converted, and they know when they see you go through that, they're going to say, man, you crazy. Nobody going to be coming to nothing like that, man. Seeing you get beat up and cut up and stuff like that, who going to want to join something like that? Well, guess what? Some of those people saw the courage.
Amen.
Of the believers.
Came
in Christ. Glory to God. I'm going to let my brother here offer up a closing prayer. Take it away, brother.
Thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, Father, we ask you, Lord God, to bless all the listeners, Lord Jesus, all those, Lord God, that's tuned in, Lord God, to hear these words, oh Lord God, hallelujah, to be blessed with all spiritual understanding and light and illumination, oh Lord God, and the Holy Ghost, oh Lord God. Father, hallelujah, send your angels, Lord God, hallelujah, to guard them, Lord God, to guard their ears, their eyes, Lord God, their minds, Lord God, hallelujah, hallelujah, to guard them, Lord God, against all the works of Satan, oh Lord God, to stop Satan hindering them, O Lord God, and bring them back again, O Lord God, in Christ's holy righteous name, O Lord God. Father, let this word go deep into their hearts and be planted in their hearts, O Lord God, deep down to the foundation, O Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, that they hold to you, Lord God, hold to this word, Lord God, believe in this word, Lord God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, and come nigh to you, Lord Jesus, in the spirit and power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, that you convict them, Lord God, that you convince them, Lord God. Hallelujah, that you show them, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, that this is the time, O Lord God, for preparation, O Lord God. Hallelujah, to turn their minds over to Christ, the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, to be equipped, to be qualified. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus, in your mighty name, in the spirit and power of the Holy Ghost. Qualify the people, Lord God. Equip them, Lord God, with faith in the Lamb. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. And we thank you, Lord Jesus. Bring them back again. In Christ's name, we pray. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank God for all you've been listening. Don't forget, tomorrow night, Persecution Part 7, 6 to 6:30, me and my brother will be back. And then also Brother Emmanuel Murphy coming on at 7 o'clock. Look for the advertisements tomorrow night. So therefore, as for Brother Robert Gross, this is Brother Nathaniel Hunter. We love you. God bless you. God keep you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless, brother.
Amen. God bless you, brother.